Welcome back. You're in the huddle. 101.3 The Game, and so much going on. Let's go right out to the TikTok Jewelers guest line. Joining us now, covers the Winnipeg Jets for The Athletic. It's Ken Weeb. How you doing, Ken?
Very well, guys. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
Certainly appreciate you stopping by right off the bat because you know him pretty well, Todd Woodcroft. He's coming to UVM from the NHL. Tell us, when you first heard this, what were your first impressions?
Yeah, I mean, not surprised. In previous conversations with Todd, he's always mentioned how he wanted to become an NHL or a head coach, and obviously the next step for him was to try the college route. I know it's been a dream that he's talked about with others from the time he was 20 years old. I mean, his brothers have connections to the NCAA, and I think it's a great path for him to pursue. He's a guy who's incredibly passionate about hockey, loves the game, knows a lot about the game, and even though he's been more of a behind-the-scenes type of guy, he's done a lot of individual work and the skills work, and he's got a pretty wide toolbox when it comes to the variety of things that he's done in the game. Everything from video coaching to scouting and being part of management teams. I mean, he's a really insightful and passionate person, and his love of the game is something that I really feel will be a real asset at the collegiate level, where you know that recruiting is also a big part of the deal, but helping in the development of both players and people is something that Todd will really flourish in at that level.
You know, you say he's wanted to be a head coach for a while, and he wasn't shy about talking about it. Do you know if this was the first job that he really went all in on, or have there been others that maybe he didn't get?
Yeah, it's a great question. I was unfamiliar with the pursuit of this job in particular, and I don't know that he had pursued head coaching jobs at other levels before. I'm not aware of them, but again, he's the kind of guy who's always trying to better himself in addition to helping others. I mean, he's talked openly about how much he's learned from being around a guy like Paul Maurice, who has great experience at a variety of levels. And the thing about Paul that I think helped Todd is that, he's coached, he started coaching at such a young age. I mean, an eye injury forced Maurice to stop playing when he was a drafted player in Windsor. And, you know, he coached at the minor league level. He coached in the NHL for a really long time. And he also went over to the KHL for a year. So taught us some experience overseas as well. And, he's just a guy who is bursting with enthusiasm when it comes to the sport. And at his core, he's an incredibly kind human being as well. So I think that he'll be really well suited to handling student athletes that aren't just there, to maybe pursue a pro career, but are there to become well-rounded individuals who are going to be great contributors to society.
That's what I was going to ask you, Ken. Is he one of those coaches? He's not one of those fiery yell type coaches. When we talked to him, he sounded like Herb Brooks a little bit or something like that. I just wondering his, mannerisms, his demeanor,
Yeah, he has a good presence about him, but I mean, just in the role that he's had, I mean, he hasn't really been one of those guys who is really not even, not a lot of dealings in the media per se in terms of a press conference kind of variety, but he's the kind of guy that if you stick around practice late and you see the work he's doing before practice and after practice, I mean, you have the conversations with him about certain things. I mean, I know that you guys know that one of his responsibilities with the Jets was to help with face-offs and things of that nature. Had some great conversations with him about that. But, for a guy who's been more in the background, he really does have a commanding presence about him, and it's not artificial. I mean, he's a genuine person. He really cares about everyone who comes in his path, and I think that he's, again, I can't say it enough, I think he's going to do an absolutely great job at Vermont, and I think that you guys have got a really impressive individual they're bringing into the mix for a program that looks like it could use a boost from the outside.
Yeah.
And I think that that's something that Todd takes a lot of pride in, too. Like, he sees opportunity. He doesn't see roadblocks. Obviously, the program has gone through some trials and tribulations, as you guys know, but I think Todd would see that as a great opportunity for him to help maybe revive the program a little bit. And, he has every intention of succeeding. I mean, he's not just taking the job for his own personal benefit. I mean, he takes a lot of pride in the program, and I think he'll pour his heart and soul into it.
Ken Wiebe joining us here from The Athletic. He covers the Winnipeg Jets, so he knows Todd Woodcroft well, the new UVM men's hockey coach. He's here on The Huddle, 101.3 The Game, 1013thegame.com. I guess maybe when you talk about how good Todd Woodcroft might be for UVM, I want to know, how big a loss is he going to be for Winnipeg? Because if he's a big loss there, that'll get fans excited about what a gain he could be here.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, the Jets value what Todd brings to the table. I mean, but the other part of that is they're always looking to help their coaches move on to other opportunities. So they were certainly not going to stand in the way. I mean, a lot of Jets fans are asking, well, does Todd come back if the playoffs are resuming sometime, or the regular season even resumes in July or August? But, obviously he's moving on. And it is a loss for the Jets for sure. But, again, Paul Maurice wasn't going anywhere. And if Todd wanted to pursue a head coaching job, they weren't going to stand in his way, that's for sure. But, yeah, I mean, he'll definitely be missed both on for his on-ice contributions. And he was also very involved in the community. I mean, the thing that Todd probably isn't out there banging the drum about for himself is that, I mean, here's a guy that in his spare time was volunteering and helping out at minor hockey practices. I mean, this is a guy who's constantly learning, and he didn't just care about people at the professional level. He felt that, I mean, if he could get involved in the community and help either a kid or a coach at a young age, I mean, he felt he saw equal value in that as the contributions he was making at the NHL level. So, I mean, that's just another one of those things that you wouldn't necessarily know, because Todd wouldn't be bragging about those sorts of things. But I know there were countless hours he spent helping others, outside of his normal job, which he, again, poured every effort into.
Ken, look, I know he had a lot of extensive training and scouting. We're worried about the recruiting. Is that going to help him with the recruiting? And is he going to be a good recruiter? What do you think?
Yeah, I think he'll be a fantastic recruiter, guys. I mean, the other thing that I'm sure you noticed during your early conversation, I mean, Todd is a people person. I mean, he's very well connected. He's worked for a number of organizations. I mean, his experience overseas with Sweden, I mean, even if it comes to, I don't know if there are going to be a bunch of Swedish recruits coming in or anything of that nature, but Todd knows a lot of people in the hockey business. I mean, he's well connected, even within his own family. There's a number of different areas where you'd have coverage of. But for me, Todd is just an incredible human being. I mean, I think that if a player is identified and Todd has a conversation with him, I would be shocked if that person would not be interested, at least in looking at the program. So I don't see that as a negative at all. And I mean, you guys know this too. I mean, a lot of the recruiting is done by the assistants, and it's up to maybe the head coach to close the deal. So.
Yeah.
Todd's got an extensive contact network, and I think that recruiting would be a strength of his rather than a weakness, which I understand that some people are curious about because there isn't the body of work in that department.
Ken, we'll get you out of here on this, and it's kind of a similar question but a little bit random. Something that's become important to our listeners as we've talked about this process is they really want a coach who's bilingual, who can go into Canada, who can go into Quebec and tap into that market where UVM used to be so strong. We know that Todd went to college in Montreal. Do you know if he's bilingual?
That's a great question. I'm going to find out for you, but I don't know that. I didn't know he has the McGill connection there, and it certainly wouldn't surprise me, but I'm not fluent in French, even though I did take it through high school in my first year of university, but I would think that if that's something that is important, if he doesn't know it well enough already, I'm guessing he probably knows enough to get by, and if that's an important part of the recruiting process in Quebec, I think he'd probably be doing the extra work on the side to make sure that's something that would be part of the toolbox in order to close a couple of those deals in Quebec.
Ken Wiebe, of course, covers the Winnipeg Jets for The Athletic. Ken, really appreciate you stopping by. Wish you the best rest of the season. Hopefully there's going to be a rest of the season. We certainly appreciate it.
My pleasure, guys. Enjoy the season ahead.